Can I check this on?
Mobile again.
Hey.
Right down here to my exit, or back up here to my exit off of 85, so got my job done down there in the East Lynn. Now headed to find me some lunch and then head home. How about that?
Well, I already beat you. I'm home, just waiting on lunch to come out of the oven.
Okay. Must have been somebody there to fix lunch for you.
Beautiful woman.
Trying to be married to. And, well, did you get done? Did you get your rehearsal in or whatever it was you were going to do, or are you going to do that this afternoon?
No, that's at 2 o'clock. We got a pork roast in the oven right now. We're going to eat around 1. And then the band should be here around 2. I just went down and turned the heaters on.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to stop up here and grab me something to take back to the house and eat lunch at the house, because I got to do a bunch. I got to upload all this stuff, all the pictures and things I took while I was did this audit this morning, and upload it on the computer. Then I can be through with that, go on with the rest of the day, as they say.
I hear you. I'm just sitting here cleaning my shack or desk. Or whatever. I got all of 2 radios on my desk. That's pretty much all I need.
I only got one radio on my desk. I got a tuner. And sitting over to the side on a separate little table like thing is a amplifier. But I do have 3 computer monitors up on my radio table, you know.
Oh, my Kenwood TS-450 on one corner. I got this on another corner. This is a ICOM 7100, all-mode, all-band, which I use for VHF and UHF and 6 meters. And then, when I'm in here, I'll bring in my tablet. And then that's pretty much it.
That's good. Sounds like it worked for you. And I'm going to stop down here at the Mexican, Mexican restaurant to get me something to have for lunch today when I get back to the house.
What Mexican restaurant do you go to?
I got to remember what this one is over here. I've only been to it once before. I stopped and picked up something once before at this one when I came back. So I'm going to stop what they had. It's a place kind of like Chipotle, you know. It's in that same type of thing. They have bowls, they have tacos, they have burritos, that type of thing, you know, that you can get when you're there.
My my wife and my stepson, they frequent the Mexican restaurant over here on 29, but they say it's pretty good.
Into this one, like I said, this is, and of course we got a tipsy taco being built over here too, and they haven't finished that. It's Tipsy Taco, and it's right next door to Wayback Burgers. Go figure that out. So, anyway, and get over here and get up here where this place is, and then I'll stop in there and pick me up something and take it home. And I'm almost there. This is almost like a restaurant row over here on 290, coming off of 85, going back towards, down towards Reedville and down in, towards Reedville Road in Spartanburg. And I think I've arrived at where I'm going to stop, so I'm going to pull over here. This is called Falsaritas.
I'll pass that name along to my stepson. They're actually here now with the grandkids. So I'll see. It's called Falsarito?
Falsarita. S-A-L-S-A-R-I-T-A apostrophe S.
Oh, Falsaritas. Okay. I'll tell him right now. I'll see if he knows of it.
Good one, and I guess they're open. It looks like it. I don't know. Yeah, it looks like they're open because there's a big old dumpster like sitting down in front of it, but I think that's for the space next to them in this little strip center. Catch you later. KB2HXS, WU2T, 73s for now.
All right, Rusty, we'll catch you later. WU2T, KB2HXS, listening out.